This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we come to the throne of grace here this night in the name of Jesus, let us get out of the way that you may have your way here tonight in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Look upon us with grace, mercy, and love here in the name of Jesus. Hide me behind Calvary's cross, anoint this with the clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in, like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the work of God from going forward here this night and forevermore. Look upon us with grace, mercy, and love. Deep down within our hearts, deep down within our soul. If that's any sin that's reasonably beset us, we just shake it off. I should put in the sea of forgetfulness, cast as far as the east is from the west. Thank you for honoring prayer, for honoring requests, for answering prayers according to your will, your way, and your time. And in the name of Jesus, pray the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth this night and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God, this is Apostle Dudley Tebow, hallelujah, as well as Lisa M. Tebow, hallelujah. Team works, make the life, ministry, and dream work. We thank God for having this opportunity to come before you during this happy Mother's Day weekend. We say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers throughout the world. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. If you have your Bible in mind, I would like you to open up to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, we'll be looking at chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. And the word of God reads, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles, the schemes of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. Just for the next few minutes, I would like to come with a thought tonight talking about becoming spiritually strong in the Lord. becoming spiritually strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters in Christ, the Bible says in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Yes, beloved, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Beloved, and we as born-again believers have to recognize, even in 2021, that we are still in a pandemic, still in, hallelujah, we are still in a place where we are believing God for a turnaround to take place. Yes, this pandemic, as we know it, has an expiration date. We don't know when, and we don't know how, but we believe that God will work it out in our behalf. Because Romans 8:28 says, but we know that everything works together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. We do have an enemy. His name is Satan. He is the prince of the air. He is the one that causes things to go haywire. But we know that greater is he that's in us than he that is within the world. Beloved, in this spiritual battle that we face on a daily basis, we need the infinite power of the Lord in our lives. We, as believers in Christ, we've been drafted into the beloved family of God. And in this spiritual battle that we are in, we have to understand that the battle is not ours, but the battle is the Lord. We need to always be connected to the source, the power source, which is God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, all three agreeing as one, consisting of the Godhead. So in this spiritual battle that we find ourselves in, we need to connect to that strength on a spiritual basis, which help us daily. But we must yield ourselves to the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct our path. We do this through prayer and dependency on God, and by the knowledge of and faith in and obedience to God's word, being rightly divided here in 2020. My brothers and sisters in Christ, there may be a question that may be asked to you as a child of God, saying, how do you become spiritually strong in the Lord? As a child of God, in order to keep strong in our Christian journey, there are things we must do. We must seek God's face early in the morning. We must come to him in prayer, go in our secret closet. So the Bible says that men ought to always pray and don't faint or lose heart. Part B of the scriptures that says in Luke 18, verse 1, we must eat, feast on God's word, on a daily basis. Eat the word. Feast on the word of God on a spiritual basis. Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 15, verse 16, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy words was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. It also says in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 63, the B clause of the verse says, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. This was Jesus speaking and letting the people know, his disciples and those around him, that the word that he speaks unto them, they are spirit and they are life. Be strong in the Lord on a spiritual basis. People of God, daily reading and study of the word of God are necessary for us to grow, for spiritual growth and life. Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Yes, beloved, we must get into the word of God by ourselves. We must, on a daily basis, have a time of devotion to talk to God, to get into his word, that we may grow thereof. So, beloved, if we don't eat that spiritual food for our soul, we shall not grow on a spiritual basis. And we shall finally stall spiritually and dry up. Yes, it is a decision that we must make. God will do his part, but we must do our part. The next thing we must do in order to grow spiritually and to breed spiritually is to pray, because it helps us to grow inside as well as out. Bible says in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Yes, beloved, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17 says for us to pray continuously. Pray without ceasing. Pray when things are going good, when things are going not so good. Pray in the morning, noontime, and at night. Just pray. Prayer is our pipeline in order for us to talk to God. And then in return, God will talk to us. Listen to his instruction. Once we listen to him, obey him. Do what he has commanded you to do. 1 Samuel 15:22, be clause of the verse said, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hearken than the fat of rams. So, beloved, prayer, it is the breath of the soul. It is essential, is needed, and desired. It's needed in order that we may get strong in the Lord. becoming spiritually strong in the Lord, in God. People of God, without prayer, the spiritual life would eventually. So in order for us to be strong in the Lord and for us to grow spiritually, we must exercise and engage in Christian work and ministry. Yes, beloved, we are to labor in God's vineyard. God hasn't called us to sit down on our most holy down. No, he has called us to work. Yep. Jesus said he is our set example. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He says, I must work while it is day. For night cometh, no man can work. Jesus, in the book of Matthew, chapter 20, verse 28 says, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for all, for many. Yes, beloved, the God that we serve, he is an awesome God. He is a God that sits high and looks low. He's a God that knows all by name, the very hairs on our head. So, here, beloved, when we talk about spiritual stability, it is developed by pursuing intimacy with Christ and Christ-likeness. I'm going to say it again. Spiritual stability is developed by pursuing intimacy with Christ and Christ-likeness. We must stand firm in the Lord. Standing firm, moved by every winning doctrine. Standing firm, taking a stand for righteousness. Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and is saved. So, beloved, we can only be spiritually stable if we are growing in the knowledge of him. Becoming spiritually strong in the Lord is a requirement that we must do on our part. As believers in Christ, spiritual stability is developed by maintaining our joy in the Lord. Yes, the joy of the Lord is our strength. In the book of Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. So child of God, our enemy, the devil, Satan, is always seeking to attack our joy. You see, the devil knows that discouraged Christian is a vulnerable Christian. And a discouraged Christian is a Christian that typically will not be active in serving God, Christ, and others. So believers of Christ, in order to rejoice in the Lord, you must get to know God more and more on a daily basis. Yes, to rejoice in the Lord, it is a command for every believer in Christ. This means that God calls us to choose, to make a choice, to rejoice, no matter our circumstances. So when a trial comes your way, or someone has harmed you and hurt you, or something unpleasant happened, or that was said concerning you, you will have to make a decision. You can choose to be angry or to be depressed, or you can choose to respond to God in obedience to him and to his word. You see, joy, again, it is a choice you must make, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Yes, you can choose to reflect on God's sovereignty, God's goodness, and his wisdom. Or you can choose to reflect on the storm of life that you are in, or on the person who have hurted you, or on the unknown. Yes, focus in on God's will brings you joy. Beloved, many Christians cannot stand firm because their joy is based on circumstances instead of their relationship, their personal relationship with God. Bible let us know that in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 17, that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, where home is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. That's why it's so important to look on to him. Don't put your focus on things of this world, because the things of this world will pass away. Yes, Jesus Christ, he's coming back for a church without wrinkle, blemish. He's coming back for the prepared people to take us up a prepared place. So we must do all that we can while we're here on earth to reach people for Christ, to let them know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. Becoming spiritually strong in the Lord, it is a requirement of us that we must do. People of God, remember this. Without prayer, the spiritual life would soon perish. So in order for us to remain strong in the Lord and for us to grow spiritually on a daily basis, we must exercise and engage in Christian work. Yes, beloved, we are to labor in God's vineyard. Bible says in the book of Matthew 20, verse 28, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister and to give his life as a ransom for many. Goes on a little bit further, and it says in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, and Jesus said unto them, talking about his disciples, as well as followers of his, for us to go. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Again, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, has given to us, as followers of his, the example for us to follow. You see, Jesus, when he came here to planet Earth, he came into the world not to be served of, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Becoming spiritually strong in the Lord. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Yes, believer in Christ, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. To grow in God and to become spiritually strengthened is about growing more in the likeness of God and in the likeness of Jesus Christ, our Lord. So as a believer in Christ, when we are faced, when we are facing a tragedy in life, don't depend on your own strength. Depend on the Lord, on the Lord's strength. Yes, the Apostle Paul reminds us to be strong in the Lord.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live for real,
live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Cross, but he finished his mission. Hallelujah. And we, as followers of his, hallelujah, until we become a threat to the devil, until we are in a place where people despise the stand that we take for the Lord. Amen. Only then will we suffer for a while. But in due season, God will give us victory. Hallelujah. Remember, everything you do for the Lord is not in vain, because God is the one that will repay. He will reward you for taking a stand here on planet Earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we just thank God for each and everyone that is listening in tonight. For those that we tuning in at a later date, appreciate the fact that God is a good God. He has given us the liberty to worship him in spirit and in truth. And again, tonight we are talking about becoming spiritually strong in the Lord. Yes, beloved, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Standing firm in God's power. People of God, it is very vital for our survival as Christians to realize that when we become Christians, followers of Christ, we are drafted into God's army. So daily we are engaged in a battle with an unseen spiritual enemy that seeks to destroy our lives. Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, we as born-again believers, we must be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. So, beloved child of God, you must be strong in the Lord and put on God's full armor, so that you may stand firm against the enemy. Bible says in John 10:10, that the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. To be strong in the Lord, you must be in the Lord. I'm going to say that again. Believers in Christ, to be strong in the Lord, you must be in the Lord. Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that's not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. To be in the Lord means that he has saved you from God's judgment by his grace and his grace alone through faith in Christ and in Christ alone. You see, salvation is not based on anything you have done or deserved. Child of God, to be strong in the Lord, we must recognize that without him, we can't do nothing. We must recognize that we are weak. But the word of God declares for us to say that we are strong in the Lord. Yet this is a continuous, lifelong process which first begins at salvation. So as a believer in Christ, you must go on to grow spiritually. Bible says, as newborn babe in Christ, let us desire the sincere milk of the word, that we may grow thereby. Yes, just like in Matthew, a newborn babe has to have milk, hallelujah, in order to grow, because there's milk, not meat. Because they are newborn, their body can't digest meat at the beginning. But as we grow in the Lord, and as we grow in the natural, then we at a level where we can digest. Heavier food, such as meat. Meat belongs on a spiritual basis as far as spiritual food. It belongs to those that are mature in the Lord, those that have walked with him, with the Lord for a while. The Bible says in John 15, verse 5, when it talks about being in the Lord, Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can't do nothing. Standing firm in God's becoming spiritually strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Believers of Christ, excuse me, believers of Christ, sometimes even in 2021, we allow our pride to blind us to our true condition, our true weakness in the things in our lives. So in order to be strong in the Lord, you must know your own personal weaknesses. You must know every sin that so easily besets you, and come clean before God and ask God to help you to overcome. The Bible says in Isaiah 1 and 18, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool. So, beloved, always be mindful as a child of God to know your enemy. Know that Satan, the devil, he is a powerful foe, but he is also a created being. Whereas God the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hand. Whereas God is the creator, and we are the creatures. God is the eternal, almighty creator of the universe. So, believers in Christ, be strong in the Lord through faith in Jesus Christ. So always know your own personal weaknesses. Bring them to God. Ask the Lord to deliver you, help you to overcome. And you must know that the Lord's mighty strength is what's going to keep you. Bible says in Isaiah 40, verse 31, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Yes, beloved, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that is willing, ready, and able our each and every need. So put on the whole armor of God so that you may stand firm against the enemy. The word stand here means to hold on to a position that is under attack, having the courage to hold your ground because of your allegiance to King Jesus, the Lord and Savior of our life, even when others may be fleeting from the battle, because the enemy seems so strong. Yes, we as believers in Christ has to know that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? God promised in his word, he'll never leave us, nor forsake us. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So, beloved, when we realize when we realize on God's strength and we use his armor, we must take the position to put on the whole armor and stand firm in the battle, because we love the Lord and he loves us. Word of God says in Galatians chapter 1, verse 29, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily, standing firm in God's power, standing firm in his power against the enemy, by growing in biblical understanding. Remember, we must study the word of God by ourselves. We must try the spirit by the spirit to see if it is of God or not. As many throughout the land that's proclaiming to be preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, there are some, just like God has his ministers, the devil has his. Yes, the devil can translate himself as an angel of light, but we, as believers in Christ, must fill ourselves with God's word, so that out of our bellies will flow rivers of living waters. So stand firm, beloved, against the schemes of the devil. It means that you and I, as believers in Christ, firm on the core doctrine of the faith. Yes, we must put the word of God into practice in our lives. If we say we believe, then we will receive. The Bible says in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22, but be ye doers of the word of God, and not just hearers only, deceiving your own self. Remember, believers of Christ, we are waging a battle against powerful forces from without and from within. We can only fight against these forces in a steadfast faith, which is unmovable and unshakable. So let us fill our heart with the word of faith, so that evil and powers of darkness and all the devil's army must flee from God, from the presence of the Lord. So stand firm, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Stand firm in God's power. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. There isn't any person on earth or in heaven that can beat God in a fight. And when God is on our side, God controls the battle we as his children are facing. Bible says in the book of Isaiah, verse 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. You see, the recognition of knowing what God can and will do on our behalf is part of what makes us strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Yes, remember this. Always be mindful of this, knowing that God will never abandon us in order for us to fight alone. You see, when we as God's children are strong in the Lord and the power of his might, then no force, no power can stand against us, because no power can stand against God. As we face spiritual battles, God empowers and assures us of victory and promises he will be there fighting with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He will be there in the fight with us. Remember by the three Hebrew bars, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, when there was plates in the fiery furnace, and the furnace was turned up hotter, they looked in, and it said four instead of three. And one said, he looks like the Son of God. Yes, God is in the fight with us. He's in there helping us. So we should be encouraged, my brothers and sisters of Christ. Again, the Bible says in Ephesians 6, verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Yes, child of God, being strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So we, as believers in Christ, need to grow in God and become strengthened spiritually, which is about growing more in the likeness of God and in the likeness of his Son, Jesus Christ. So believers in Christ, when we are faced with a crisis in our lives, don't depend on your own strength. Depend on the Lord's strength. Yes, the Apostle Paul, he reminds us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Because, beloved, in this spiritual battle, we need the Lord's strength. As a child of God, being strong in the Lord and the power of his might have to do with living by faith, by living by faith in the resurrected life and power which resides in every believer through Christ. So, beloved, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power we as believers in Christ are to use to stand in this spiritual warfare. Always remember, again, the battle is not yours. It is the Lord. The strength of the Christian life, dependency on God, here in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 6, it says, therefore, when we were yet without strength, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Yes, after trusting God and Jesus as our personal Savior, we as God's children are still weak in our own self. And in the Christian life, so our sufficiency must be of God. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5, it says that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves. But our sufficiency comes from God. God is all powerful, all merciful, all knowing. So remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, because in order to become spiritually strong in the Lord, in order to stand firm in God, we must, again, like the scripture said in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18, finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles, the schemes of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Yes, standing firm in God's power. Every foundation that dissolved is being shaken from the White House all the way to your house and mine. But we are grateful and thankful that we serve a God who's in there with us, who never leave us nor forsake us. It is good to know, people of God, that it is vital for us to understand for our spiritual survival as Christians, to realize that when we became Christians, we were drafted into God's army. So daily, we are engaged in a battle with an unseen spiritual enemy that seeks to destroy us completely from the face of this earth. So we must be about our Father's business. We must work while it is day, but night cometh when no man can work. Here tonight, as well as the rest, God's willing, Jesus tarrying, in 2021, that things may seem as being shaken. Yes, believers of Christ, remember, the things of this world is only temporary. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. We must look up, concentrate on things above, where Jesus Christ is sitting. We've been put, raised up in heavenly places. Meditate on the word of God. Keep the mind of Christ. Put it on each and every day of your life. In Jesus' and precious name, we pray. There may be one or maybe some of my son of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. I want you to know tonight that God loves you. We love you too. Reach out to him. Seek him while he may be found. If you'd like to get in contact with us at Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries, you can reach us at P.O. Box 92864 Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, at Bustin' Loose in Faith, P.O. Box 92864 Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Everyone, every mother, under the sound of my voice, locally as well as globally, have a happy Mother's Day weekend. May God smile upon you and bless you like you've never been blessed before. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. God's will and Jesus' care. Same time at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. God bless you is our prayer. Good night.